America. I asked President Donald J. Trump to ban Sharia law in America, in Puerto Rico, and across all U.S. territories.
You don't like our laws? Get the fuck out of America!
Assimilate or leave. This is not hate. What we say is with truth and love. We will not be silent. You will not use the Constitution against us. You will not use your religion against us. Practice your religion, but it's not going to supersede America, the Constitution, and the people that we are. We love the melting pot. This is America, and it's going to stay that way. If you can't assimilate, you got to go. That's it. You got to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
No communism. No.
You know, I've been covering the ICE problem and the riots and all of this crap for the last month. And this is the first time, I think, that I've actually seen anybody in New York stand up and actually do something. Now, unfortunately, it's a heck of a lot smaller of a crowd than you would hope for. There are not very many patriots running around over inside New York City. I think those people that just, you know better, just don't live there. The people that have half a brain and half a common sense. But if you want to take a look at the crowd and you guys want to see them marching around, they do exist. You got to give a shout out. Excuse me. You got to give a shout out to Freedom Press News for actually finding these people. Not a very big group, but at least it looks like the cops are escorting them just like they would everybody else. So New York is able to practice their own laws along the way, but, you know, equally, hopefully, as they go and they continue about doing their things. Now, Gavin Newsom kind of went ahead and ticked me off because he decided it would be a good idea. Can't make this shit up. When you go, what is wrong with this country and where did we go wrong? And I start with the politicians and I start working my way down because I think the politicians are pushing like 90% of that rhetoric. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody, as you roll in. So Gavin Newsom, here you have it. If you think the cause of fascism and authoritarianism are a hyperbole, pause and watch this video. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore. This is where it all freaking starts, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see what this video is. I'm going to turn the music off because it's just going to drive me nuts. He sees Dan or Mr. Bovino, excuse me. He would be the senior officer over at CBP doing this motion. He thinks for some reason that we're like, he's not hiding anything. Like, this is the follow me sign. And he's trying to make it seem as if he's a Nazi because he put his hand out and he did all that crap. Like, that's what they're getting at when it comes to him. Like, and he's, this man's got enough freaking problems as he goes through his life. But he had a major win over in court yesterday when he ended up facing off across a freaking judge. And that judge had basically said that Bovino doesn't have to show up every single day. The judge originally tried telling Mr. Bovino that he had to show up every day, but now Mr. Bovino doesn't have to show up every day. The judge actually got in the way and said, you know what, Chicago, you guys are freaking nuts. You guys are crazy. You don't have to do it. But I would like to say it's just the politicians that are doing that crap and leading on, but it's not just politicians that are teaching woke crap and pushing bad agendas here in the United States of America. Let's listen what a Michigan Board of Education wants their students to do.
Society for Health Education, otherwise known as SECUS. You can write this down, SIECUS. You can go to their website, secus.org, and you will see very clearly what they advocate for in curriculums. They believe that abstinence is failing our kids. Teaching abstinence is ineffective. They believe that teaching abstinence to children threatens the fundamental human right of sex.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that we should be encouraging our children safe and healthy ways to engage in sex. And in Michigan, we know that the age of consent is 16. So why would SECUS be working with our Board of Education to teach this to third graders, 8 and 9 year olds? Society.
This is half the problem in America. We have jacked up education system. We have retarded politicians. And we're going to make that word great again, by the way, retard. We have a jacked up education system and we have screwed up politicians, and all of that combined is turning into a big problem for America. We're going to be going over some of the different arrest videos and all of the different crap that ended up happening. But before that, I want to talk to you guys about this looming EBT crisis that's coming up on November 1st, because November 1st is when everybody's supposed to go in and attack and do all sorts of crazy things. And before I get into all of those videos about the crazy people, I want you to listen to this woman. She might have one of the most common sense takes. And I want you to ask yourself whether or not you think people that are on government assistance should be allowed to vote.
The left is so funny. Workers who don't work, students who don't study, educators who don't educate, and politicians who cannot lead, so they buy votes instead. But somehow they figured it out. They create dependence and call it compassion. They create victims and call it justice. Create laziness and call it equality. And a bunch of dumb people fall for that. Yesterday, I made a video about how crazy it is that more than 40 million people here in America are relying on food stamps to get their basic groceries. And then as I did more research, I found out that in Brazil, my home country, we have more than 94 million people receiving some sort of benefit from the government. That's almost half of the country. And this scares me, really. Because I know how things work in Brazil, and I know votes are completely bought. These people are going to vote for the ones who keep their checks coming in. And I feel like the same thing is happening now here in America. And now I'm going to say something that is controversial, but shouldn't be. I don't think these people should vote. Honestly, how can you vote freely when you're being bought? Welfare was supposed to be temporary help, but it's become a lifestyle. Worse than that, it's become a political strategy.
Now, I want you guys to vote. Before I show you this next segment and your freaking minds are completely and totally blown, I'm just very curious where everybody's minds are at. Do you think that the government buys votes with government assistance? This is a very simple question, and I don't think it's hard to answer. A lot of you guys might see something differently, but I think it's happening. And if you don't think it's happening, for the 10% of you that don't think it's happening, you're about to see why it is. Randy Marsh says, PSA, don't slow down on the freeway before the off-ramp unless it's necessary. Thanks for everything, Matt. Dude, I hate those people. I hate all of them. I also hate people that like can't figure out how to get their vehicle up to speed until they actually like, oh, dude, it drives me nuts. Like, you are merging. You should be able to get it on there. Now, I want to first start, as you guys sit there and you continue to fill out that little quick survey, I first want to start with this. I want to play to you, for you guys, this video of the government assistance program that the Democrats are pushing, saying there's emergency funding that's available and they could totally fund this. And this is the big thing that they're pushing right now, trying to crap on the Republicans. Tijuana Border says, I can buy delicious food because I work. I used assistance once in my life, but it was a few months to get me back on my feet. America first. Right. And that's how it's designated. And I don't mean to say anything bad for anybody that is actually going on there that needs the assistance, that needs to make it happen. But I'm about to show you literally right after this. You're about to learn right now. You're about to learn how much it actually costs every single month in order to fund the SNAP program. And you're about to learn that the Democrats have been lying, that the funding that they have, this emergency funding that they're pushing, saying Trump can totally do this. He can get this sucker funded. It can only fund about 3 weeks.
Irrespective of the dispute on whether USDA contingency funds can be used for SNAP benefits.
It is not. Wait a minute. Excuse me. It is not a dispute. It is fact they can use it, and the Republicans say it.
Okay, but there's, you know, only $5 or $6 billion, and it's not cost $8 billion monthly just to administer. I mean, if anything, it would only last.
It does not cost $5 or $6 billion to administer. There's enough money to start feeding people right away. $6 billion's a lot of money, and they're using it for other things. $20 billion for all.
Now, he's not wrong. $6 billion is a lot of money. $6 billion's a buttload of money. That's a whole lot of zeros at the end of a six. And let's hear how far $6 billion will actually get the SNAP program.
Argentina, hundreds of millions for Christy Noem's plane. Who are we kidding here? The bottom line is they can fund it just as in 2019, just as in other shutdowns, for a long period of time.
And they also, if the contingency fund, which is $6 billion, which gets you nearly a month, 3 weeks, runs out.
$6 billion. Will get you 3 weeks of funding the SNAP program. Now, why is that? I actually think it's going to be less than 3 weeks, and I can explain why. She says it's 3 weeks. I think it's more like two. And I think it's more like two because I actually went over and I ran the numbers, and the numbers are freaking shocking. Like, when I started to look at it, I went through all this crap. Dude, between like 2016 and 2025, you ended up starting off at like $72 billion, and it rose all the way up to $120-something billion every single year. $120 billion is where it peaked off. And I wanted to say like 2023, then it dropped to a little over $100 billion in 2024. And God only knows where we're sitting at now. But you want to know how much fraud, waste, and abuse actually goes into the SNAP and EBT program? Feast your eyes on this. I did the math and ran the numbers. Improper payments, fraud, and unintentional errors account for over 10% of all SNAP payments. That's roughly $10 billion to $11 billion U.S. dollars annually. How the F do they screw that up so bad? $10 to $11 billion on an annual basis are wasted. And the crazy part is only about 2%, 1.5% to 2% of that is actually from fraud that they're able to identify and estimate based on who they've arrested and all that other crap. 1% to 2% is fraud. The other 8% to 9% of that, the other 8% to 9% of that is actually overpayments. That's what it is. The government's been overpaying people. If you were to go back the last 10 years and say all of this fraud, waste, and abuse that's been going on within like the SNAP system, again, $10 billion a year at a minimum, $10 billion a year in fraud, waste, and abuse within the SNAP system could fund an entire freaking year. Every 10 years, we could supplement an entire year of not having to pay for crap because of it. The most grotesque part about it all is that it is illegal to actually try to ID somebody that's using SNAP benefits. I kid you not. I had to go look it up. There is no way for our government to legitimately verify other than the PIN used for the card to make sure that it's the right person. The reason they say it is, well, you know, it's for households. Okay, great. You mean to tell me you can't put multiple names on the back of a card for who lives in that household, but they won't do it? Oh, my goodness. Lady says, PSA, if your governor was good at budgeting money like mine is in Virginia, who gave all taxpayers $200 and funded SNAP for November because there was a surplus, they would be okay. Lady, that's a fact, and you're not lying. Virginia actually took care of their own. PSA, don't slow down on the freeway. Oh, yeah, we talked about that one, Randy. We talked about that one. My bad. But now let's get into it just a little bit further, because you know, if your government did have a balanced budget, they would be able to do that. And we're going to talk about the amount of money that goes into Chicago and the amount of money that goes into Illinois and everybody else and how much they actually spend on illegals on that program. But before we do that, I want you guys to hear it from this lady's mouth. I've been telling you guys for weeks that these people take and they sell their freaking benefits cards. And there's honestly, in my opinion, way more abuse in the system than the government's likely aware of. That $10 billion the government cited, in my opinion, you might as well double it. Listen to this.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I get over $2,500 a month in stamps. I sell them $2,000 worth for about $1,200 to $1,500 cash. That's why everybody's upset. Folks say we're taking advantage, but that's how we get by. And
that's exactly what it is right there. So now, as I say that, our votes bought with government assistance. There's still 10 people that want to say no. Okay, well, we have over $10 billion a year in fraud, waste, and abuse, and that fraud number is even likely higher. All right, and don't worry for you 10% that voted no. We're about to get there for you, hopefully, here in just a sec. She openly admits that she sells her crap, just like I told you guys that actually happens. And I didn't have to learn that from social media. I learned that from just being an American and being amongst people. $2,500, and she ends up selling, what, $2,000 of it for $1,200 to $1,500 every single month? Every single month, $1,200 to $1,500 every single month. Now, let's listen to this one right here for a sec as well. This is Chicago.
No, $15,000 in food stamps and $5,000 in cash money. They're getting 6 months free rent, but this was the first time I heard about it. Another I've heard is 2 years free rent, getting Section 8 first prioritized before the citizens.
Wow. So the Venezuelan migrants that are coming in here, they are getting 6 months free rent, $15,000 in food stamps, and credit card,
$5,000. So I'm just going to stop it right there. That lady that just brought up Virginia being able to pay for the SNAP program, yeah, maybe Illinois would be able to take care of that as well if they weren't paying all this flipping money. Lady, what do you think about it now? And you guys that are saying, no, they don't buy votes, bull crap. Bull crap. Bull crap. This one right here, where you have it, has a buttload of freaking money. A buttload of money coming out of there. Kotek is a hoochie. She wants to raise payroll tax and property tax. She left. The left is completely ruining Oregon. Morning, brother. LOL. Dude, we're not even going to. Maybe we'll go to Oregon here in a little bit. I forget if I even put Oregon in the stack. But yeah, people in all of these states, and for those that don't know, places like Oregon, New York, you have like these big populated, even Colorado, right? And it's happening now in Texas, to where you have these big populated urban centers that are being flooded with left-wing nut jobs. And because that population rises so much, which is why I say, if you don't like the way the country is going, stop breeding with liberal women. But the way the population's rising so much inside of those, they're taking those votes and they're kind of controlling what's taking place in a lot of these different places. That's why you've got like the eastern half of Oregon that wants to break off and go over to Idaho. You've got New York that's got a bunch of people that are pissed off that are outside the city, and they just stay the hell out. They don't go inside of New York City because they just know better. It is happening on a very wide scale across this country. Let's keep this video rolling, by the way. We're not even halfway done yet.
Cash, oh my goodness. How do the people in Chicago feel about that?
Well, people are angry because there's a lot of people, you know, that need help with Medicaid and food stamps, and they get rejected.
Tell me about the people that you've seen on the streets collecting clothes.
By my house, there's a Walgreens. There's a lot of families that go stand by the door with a pamphlet saying they need money and food. And they're Venezuelans getting money. And then they go in the bus and don't pay. Go in the trains, don't pay. And they're not getting in trouble for none of the wrong things they're doing.
They can commit a crime or steal or something and nothing happens to them?
Nothing happens. They get away with everything. By my house, a car passed by. It said Venezuela in the back windshield. No, in the front windshield said Venezuela. And on the side of the window, it said Chandelier. And they drove by my house.
This is what's happening in America. Now, I'm going to run another poll for you guys. Just out of sheer curiosity, I said that that young lady earlier when I played that video had much more common sense than a lot of other people. If Americans are receiving government assistance, should they be allowed to vote, seeing how those votes most likely are bought for, in my opinion? When you start talking about 16 grand being given to illegals, and we talk about over 500,000 people that ended up getting social security numbers issued out to them underneath the Biden administration that were here illegally inside of the United States of America. Question is, why the hell are these people allowed to vote? Paul Allen says, liberal Denver, Boulder, and Aurora control all of Colorado thanks to an influx of them, especially from California. Bingo. Bingo. It is probably one of the most ridiculous things. And what's crazy to me is I want you guys to look at this poll. I mean, that's a very charged question, and a lot of you guys are answering it in a certain way. If Americans receive government assistance, should they be allowed to vote? 53% of you being polled right now say no. Or excuse me, 53% of you being polled right now say yes, 47% of you say no. Whew, almost got those numbers backwards. I'm very curious. You guys, you see how close that is. 53-47, and it's almost split right down the middle. And I guarantee the longer I leave that poll up, I want you guys to go vote on that because I'm genuinely curious. If you're over on YouTube and you're watching this, go vote for that. I want you to vote in that poll, and I really want to know where your guys' minds are at. There's 2,000 of you guys just hanging out in there. Go tell me what you think. Should they be allowed to vote? I personally am kind of on a split decision as it goes into it. Why? Because those people are very, very entitled. They are controlling the government with their violent acts, believe it or not. And it's almost like this evil little back and forth that's taking place in between the haves and the have-nots. The people that are putting forward this government assistance make the people feel like they're entitled for it. When the people don't receive it, then they want to riot and they want to freaking like tear the country apart. Tom Bone says, the only time I had food stamps was when I was homeless. Fast forward a few years after my son was born and we're struggling to make ends meet. We couldn't get any because we had jobs. And that is honestly one of the biggest problems, you know. And while that's up there, I want to read something for you guys. I ended up getting a DM the other day. Let me see if I can find it really quick. I asked the lady for her permission in order to read it. And I want to see if I can actually find it here. Man, I forget where it came from. But she brought up a very, very good point here. And I want to make sure that I, like, you do not think that I'm sitting here trying to trash on everybody. This person says, I've been a longtime fan of your channel. You've got such a strong voice and a loyal audience that really listens to you. That's what I wanted to share. That's why I wanted to share something that's been on my heart lately. I know you're trying to shed light on the absurd or extreme side of things, but I feel like those clips only represent a small minority of people. The reality for most families on government assistance is so different, and I think your platform could really make an impact if you spoke on that side of it too. So many people watching you have strong opinions about the system and the people using it? What if you help them see through a lens of understanding instead of encouragement? Encourage them to have grace, maybe even talk to some folks who have actually lived through it, because unless you've experienced it personally, it's hard to grasp how complicated, exhausting, and humbling it can be. I used to be one of those families. Right before my husband and I got married, he suffered a serious back injury. Through the first half of our marriage, including 3 spinal surgeries, I was the only one working. But my income alone couldn't cover everything. We relied on WIC, SNAP, Medicaid, HUD, housing, anything that could help us get by. And honestly, thank God for those programs. They carried us through some of the darkest, scariest times, especially when COVID hit. But it wasn't easy money. It wasn't steak and lobster or $3,000 grocery hauls like people joke about. It was stressful, humiliating, and full of red tape. You're constantly jumping through hoops to prove you deserve help, all while dealing with the landlord's officials who make you feel less than. And getting off assistance, that was even harder. This is a huge gap between living on benefits and being fully independent again. The system doesn't taper off support, it cuts you off. One raise, one shift in income, and suddenly you lose everything. Food, help, housing, insurance, it's terrifying. My husband and I worked like crazy to close that gap, but it was one of the hardest seasons of our lives. I just wanted to share this perspective because I know your words reach a lot of people. Maybe next time, instead of focusing on the few who abuse the system, you could shine light on the ones fighting tooth and nail to build a better life. The ones who are trying and just need a little understanding along the way. And if the narrative is that white people need to worry about November 1st because they'll be robbed, flip that message around. Encourage your audience to show up for their communities by donating, because even though I agree there are some dumb people online saying ignorant things, behind those people are innocent kids, struggling parents, and elderly folks who genuinely need help. I am not opposed to that point of view at all. And I do know that it is very, very hard for people to go from being on government assistance to coming off of government assistance. And it is a very fine line, and there is no tapering. There is no in a month you'll be fine, but they end up cutting off. My question is, with over 10% of the fraud, waste, and abuse that's taking place, over $10 billion a year, why could you not just taper that off? I have said it before. It should be a shameful thing, in my opinion. And most people that write me like that, they're not proud of having to use government assistance. They're proud of the work that they did in order to dig themselves out. And that is like the big difference. It's a huge difference. You're on government assistance. You need to dig your way out. You need to like do your best to get up there. And they do. And they're not necessarily proud that they ended up going on it, but they did. They used it. And most of those people that write me those messages, they're on it for less than a year. Fox McCloud says, teach a man to fish and you won't feed him for a lifetime. Give a man a fish and he'll sell it for crack and hair extensions.
I finally did it. I finally made it make sense. Motherfuckers is threatening to rob Walmart and run out with carts and everything else, but they won't go out and get a job. So I made it make sense. I got it. So you would rather go to jail and get your 3 hots in a cot for free than stand like a man and take care of your family and feed your kids yourself. That's the only sense I can make of it. You'd rather have the 3 hots in a cot than motherfucking the responsibility of taking care of your family. That's all I've heard anybody say. Nobody said, well, damn, I'm going to get up and go get a job. All they've said is I'm going to go rob motherfucking Walmart or rob Aldi's or rob whatever grocery store they want and take whatever cart of food they want. They can't say nothing about being responsible and taking care of their business. They're just going to go rob, steal, and take from everybody else. And you wonder why motherfuckers hate you motherfuckers. I'm just saying, it's right there. Fuck your feelings.
I want you guys to take a look at that poll now. If Americans receive government assistance, should they be allowed to vote? 49% say yes. 51% say no. You guys, you have literally split it like right down the middle. And I know we have a very fairly conservative following, but we also have some liberal people that end up following the channel and stuff like that at the end of the day. But it's split 50-50. And I'm bringing that up for a reason, because it's getting to that point where people are looking and saying, yeah, no kidding. People are buying these votes and it's not okay. And people are wilding out over it. Now, before we get into some other things, to include the different ICE arrests that have been taking place and what's going on within the government, I want you guys to watch this video because, in my opinion, this is how all of these retards should be treated.
So what the fuck you gonna do, nigga? Fuck you gonna do, bitch? Do that shit, nigga. Do that shit. Do that shit, perra. Fuck the nigga. Do that shit. Fuck you. Do that shit, bitch. Do that shit, bitch. Fuck you. Do that shit, nigga.
Oh.
Fuck. Fuck. I told you to get the fuck out of my face, did I not?
Fuck, nigga.
Shut
the fuck up, you bitch.
That makes me sad. That just makes me smile so deep inside. The guy is so upset because he got pepper sprayed after egging the guy on to pepper spray him. That video will never get old to me. That the cop is like, literally, I don't even know if it was a cop or a security guard. It kind of looked like a security guard, to be perfectly honest. And then the cops ended up showing up. But thank God they ended up doing it. Now, Justice Department isn't like playing around anymore. If you end up doing dumb things like this, I remember talking about this back in July when these guys ended up getting ambushed, and this is why it's such a big problem having government officials and civilians and everybody else follow Customs and Border Patrol around trying to harass them and do everything else, because they are, you know, getting violent ambushes and things like that thrown at them. And that's why you see CBP agents and everybody else jumping out of vehicles with guns when they end up noticing someone's following them, because the cartel's got a $50,000 kill bounty on their head. Jay Seals coming in. He says 70% of SNAP recipients have been on assistance for more than 2 years. Makes it seem more like the people in this percentage have spent 2 years not trying to better their position than trying to. I actually heard that a different figure than that. I actually heard that it was like 80% of the people end up coming off within the first year that go on it. So maybe we hear different figures, and I'll have to look into that. 502 Outlaw says SNAP should be done like unemployment benefits. It ends after, say, 4 to 6 months. At that point, you are ineligible to receive benefits for 12 months. Well, I think there's some common sense legislation that you can throw on there as well. And you can say, look, if you go on SNAP benefits and then decide to have three more children, you can't afford your lifestyle entering it into the system. The system's no longer going to pay for those additional kids. Like, once you apply for benefits, you don't get to quit and then come back. Like, no, if you apply for benefits and you're on benefits, and you end up having 3, 4, 5, 6 more kids on top of it, the government's not going to pay for that anymore. Stop turning it into a lifestyle. There's a lot of people in this country that treat it as a lifestyle. Import Dan says the system is designed the way people keep the system is designed that way. Keep people poor. If you can keep them dependent, you can control them. Then they get brainwashed into believing you are a racist. White people, by the way. FB people posting ICE whereabouts. Yeah, that doesn't, yeah. They're going to continue to post the whereabouts of ICE, and this is the big problem. And I do think that the system is built in a way to build dependence, and that's half the problem in this country.
Protesters, including members of an organization named VC Defensa, came to the site of the search warrants. VC Defensa is an organization that operates and manages what they call a rapid response network designed to impede federal agents and their enforcement operations. And that warrant is what you see on the camera there at the marijuana farm where the agents were attempting to leave. In one of the criminal complaints today, we are charging two members of VC Defensa for conspiring to impede and injure federal law enforcement officers. These two VC Defensa members went to the protests on July 10th in Ventura County and acted with others to assault enforcement vehicles and officers. One of the members charged in the complaint used her vehicle to block U.S. government vehicles from leaving the location, while another member and others ambushed the vehicles by throwing rocks at them. And those images went viral. Several government vehicles were damaged, and a federal contract employee was injured as a rock went through her vehicle window, shattering the glass and striking her. And you're going to hear more about that case here shortly. Separately, in another incident that you also see on the TV here, on June 8th in downtown Los Angeles Civic Center, a group of agitators used the protests as an excuse to throw rocks, bottles, and other objects at officers, injuring several of them. Government and private property were vandalized. Los Angeles police declared an unlawful assembly, yet the violence continued. Nine of the defendants charged in that second criminal complaint were filmed on cell phones by local news and other media, throwing rocks, bottles, and objects, including objects on fire from an overpass on Main and Los Angeles Street here in downtown LA, onto the CHP officers and their vehicles. Two defendants charged in today's complaint were recorded lighting debris on fire and throwing it at CHP vehicles, pouring what appeared to be flammable liquid, which increased the size of the flames.
Molotov cocktails. He's saying they made Molotov cocktails, for crying out loud. So not only did you have that one ambush that took place, and you end up having the other one like during the riots that ended up taking place over inside of LA. Fox McCloud says, I grew up poor. My father came to this country with nothing but the shirt on his back, and I had no immediate family, and we never took welfare. Yeah. Let me tell you how much my white privilege has actually helped me out over the course of my lifetime. Newsflash, it hasn't. And people are trying to say that, oh, well, that's the point of white privilege. You don't realize you haven't. No, my white privilege did not help me as I was paying child support and had to sell my home in order to make sure I met those obligations as a father, to make sure my kids were being fed and to make sure that they were not going on government assistance. They were not. My white privilege did not one tiny bit help me as I work crap jobs, two different jobs, in order to keep my bills paid and to make all of those different things happen. White privilege had absolutely nothing to do with it. You know what actually had something to do with it? It was nothing but hard work and absolute worth ethic. Even when it comes down to this dang YouTube channel, you know, people look at this and they say it's like a very easy job. Let me tell you something, it's not. You got to put in a buttload of hours. And I don't even know if I knew the amount of work that actually goes into this, if I would have done it. Now, take a look over here at what he was talking about over inside of Ventura County, and look at the amount of people that are blocking these ICE vehicles and setting up those ambushes.
Laguna Road, and then shortly after that is when we started seeing
the tear gas and the flashbangs and the
pepper balls being fired back towards the crowd. But the crowd was also picking up items, rocks, whatever I guess they can find on the ground, and starting to throw them back towards federal agents. We're which is
You guys see this crap, right? Like this is where that video came from about people smashing the windows out and all that other stuff. It wasn't just like a small group, dude. We're talking about hundreds of people that were out there doing this crap. And the federal government has started cracking down on it. And there's some lady that's running for office over inside of Illinois that's super pissed off because she ended up getting arrested, and she calls it like a violation of her rights. And what these people do not understand is what they are. Well, no, they do understand. They understand that they're breaking federal law. It would be wrong of me to lie and say that they had absolutely no idea that they were breaking federal law. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. But if you don't believe me, first, we're going to listen to what this lady, Kate Abigzali, I don't even know how to say her dang name correct, but it's right up here on the screen if you guys might have no idea how to say it. Let's listen to what she says about her getting arrested.
My name is Kat Abigzali. I'm running for Congress in the 9th District of Illinois. And the Department of Justice is charging six people, including myself, with federal crimes for exercising our First Amendment rights near ICE's Broadview processing.
Oh, so she's being charged with federal crimes for exercising her First Amendment rights. That's really interesting. Sounds like there'd be a massive civil suit if she is correct. And by the way, she's running for Congress, so, and her white privilege is probably going to save her from getting arrested as well, right?
Center. This is a political prosecution and a gross attempt to silence dissent, a right protected under the First Amendment. This case...
Dissent. She's saying she's allowed to dissent. Got it.
Is a major push by the Trump administration to criminalize protest and punish anyone who speaks out against them. That's why...
Punishing people who speak out against protests. So the way she's framing this is she got arrested for speaking out against a protest. Oh my God. We should all be enraged that the federal government took advantage of this poor woman that's running for office for exercising her First Amendment rights. I hope she gets a massive First Amendment lawsuit
on her hands. I'm going to
fight
these unjust charges, but I need your help to do it. As I and others have exercised our First Amendment rights, ICE has hit, dragged, thrown, shot with pepper balls, and tear gassed.
Oh my God. They're doing that just because people are exercising their First Amendment rights? I wonder if there is possibly a video of the incident to which she got charged for. It's actually floating around the internet. And as it turns out, there is. That just might be her standing in front of an ICE vehicle, putting her hands on top of it. Let's see her exercising her First Amendment rights. Yep. That's her peaceful protesting, ladies and gentlemen. That's what she did wrong. That's why they charged her. God forbid she exercise her First Amendment rights in dissent. Why in the world would the federal officers feel like she should be charged when she's standing in the middle of the road, clearly impeding federal officers from doing their jobs? It's not like she was breaking the law. She's just simply exercising her First Amendment rights. We should all be in an uproar. We should be totally ticked off. We should be in an uproar. And how many people do you think actually saw that video of her breaking the dang law? It's like this one. how he ended up having to go to court and go see a judge because they felt that he used tear gas unjustly when people were chucking rocks at him and his men, when they were chucking explosive devices at him and his men, and he throws a can of tear gas and they drag him into court over there. No wonder that place is so jacked up. Well, after his first court appearance, the judge ordered that he show up every 24 hours in order to update the judge on ICE operations and what was taking place. Do you think that lasted?
Greg Bovino, the head of the U.S. Border Patrol sector, El Centro sector, and head of Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago. Welcome to the program. First of all, I want to get your reaction. I don't know if you could hear that report, but Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago called you barbaric.
Harris, that's absolutely amazing, and it's good to be here with you this morning. But he did call me that word, barbaric, and that is what we're talking about with the heated rhetoric that causes violence against law enforcement officers. The term barbaric, he can't come up with a better term than that. What about the legal, ethical, and moral duties that we conduct every day on the streets of Chicago to make his city safer? Is that barbaric?
Well, let me ask you about what the judge did yesterday. First of all,
barbaric for using tear gas against people that are chucking rocks and explosive devices at him. He is told that he is barbaric.
Well, what is your understanding now? You have to meet with this judge daily. What does that mean to you? What will you be doing?
Harris, you know, over three decades, I've had the opportunity to interact with many judges. Each judge is different. Each judge does things a different way. And this is an adapt and adapt to the situation type thing. If she wants to meet with me every day, then she's going to see, she's going to have a very good firsthand look at just how bad things really are on the streets of Chicago. I look forward to meeting with that judge to show her exactly what's happening and the extreme amount of violence perpetrated against law enforcement here.
Yeah, what she needs to see is this video of what it's like when you go in.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that he ends up not having to do it. A different federal judge ends up coming in and blocking him, his need to appear. But I love the way that this man took it and he spun it and said, oh, you want me to show up every day and update you on ICE operations? Great. I would love to educate you. That is one heck of a mindset. And I freaking value that like it's nobody's business. Bronx guy coming and gifting out a buck, dude. Seriously, thank you. I've always said that like those smaller donations mean more to me than the big ones because that's what you afford and that's what you do. I greatly appreciate it. Brian Featherstone says, I live in Illinois and it's a freaking joke. I'm on disability and I don't use food stamps. I hate Illinois. Yeah, dude, I hear you on that one. Tom Tutal says, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And D-Rock coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Thank you very much, sir. All right, let's go and keep just going down the freaking choo-choo train because you know there's more. Now, again, I told you, Bovino ended up following the protocol and then he ends up getting
So you're off. Leading Operation Midway Blitz. Is this judge allowing you to continue to do your job up until 4 or 6 p.m. when you have to go sit with her? And what does that do to operations for you and your agents that you're leading?
First and foremost, those operations continue. They continue unabated. The temporary restraining order and the meetings with the judge and all the other accoutrements that comes with what her orders are that will have no effect on Operation Midway Blitz. The Border Patrol, ICE, and those allied law enforcement teams are legal, ethical, and moral. And we always have been. So we've never been in violation of any TRO, any law or regulation. We're going to go out there and we're going to accomplish the mission. We're closing in on 3,000 apprehensions as we speak. We're going to speed those apprehensions up. And now we're even going to go harder now, Harris. We go harder now. And I'm not worried about it at all.
You are commander of that operation, chief of this entire sector. Does that judge know that you've had a bounty by a gang put on your head?
I love seeing that comment. Jay Ford says, VA disability mean government assistance? No, it doesn't. That's an earned benefit. When you take something and you earn it, when you earn something, when you end up getting wounded, when you end up getting injured serving this country, that's not government assistance. That is literally earned income. That's what that is. I don't know how else to explain that. So no, I wouldn't define it that way. You go tell somebody that had his leg blown off in Afghanistan or Iraq that's on VA disability, you go tell him that that's government assistance and it's not earned income. See how he feels about it. I don't think it's going to get you very far, my friend, if that's kind of like your thought process on it. But yeah, you got off.
This breaking news just into our newsroom. A federal appeals court has granted a request by the Department of Justice to temporarily block a judge's order requiring Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino to meet with her today. The judge wants Bovino to update her every day about immigration enforcement operations, specifically any incidents involving protesters. That first meeting was supposed to take place at 5:45 tonight, but again, that is off for now. This breaking news just...
Judge blocked it. He doesn't have to go in anymore. Maybe he just educated way too many people on the situation and what was taking place. Oh, and judges are such good, upstanding people, right? This is just a random video I felt like throwing in here because, yeah, judges, you know, they're good people.
What are you doing? Why? Okay. What are we doing?
Uber.
This is disgusting.
I'm waiting for an Uber.
Okay, this is unacceptable. Where's your ID?
It's my husband's wallet. Walk that way.
For those of you who couldn't tell, this judge got caught peeing in the bushes. And her husband showed up. He wasn't any better when he decided to show up.
King Robert Idas. Are you her husband?
Yep.
Okay. Can you hang out over by the cab for me?
Nope. Come on.
Yeah, you can, because I'm conducting an investigation.
For what?
Because I just saw her puking and urinating, exposing herself to several people.
Nope, that wasn't her.
Okay, you can go by...
Nope, that wasn't her.
...by the cab, or you can continue to interfere with the investigation. Yep.
Come on, babe.
Okay.
No. He literally says, come on, babe, and he refuses to go anywhere and just tries to, like, take her away as if he can get away. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people? You think... like, who is this guy, first and foremost? I'm very curious what his profession is, seeing how he's married to a judge and he thinks he can just blow the cops off. Like, is he a civil rights attorney? Does he work for the UCLA? Like,
last chance, go over to the cab.
No.
Okay, well, then you're detained.
Who thinks when they detained this guy that he complied? Just out of curiosity. If you think that this guy complied with what law enforcement had to say, go ahead and raise your hand. Rev Chrissers. Came in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. And let's not forget about Ray Caldwell coming in just gifting out $2. Dude, greatly appreciate that, man. And Phantom Shaman coming in, gifting out another Speak the Truth membership. Let's see how it turned out for
him. You can't do this.
Yes, I'm going to fucking throw you on the ground if you resist. I gave you several chances, and you don't want to listen.
We have a cab. Hey, baby.
515-1 resisting. Stop.
I'm not doing anything.
Get your ass on the fucking ground, dude.
I'm not doing anything.
515, we're fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I'm not fighting. I'm just not doing what you told me to do.
Here, I go.
I'm sorry.
Just take these.
Again. This is a judge and a judge's husband. Just going to throw that out there before we get into the next round of freaking garbage taking place. And let's see how these state officials, how the government representatives, how people that are running for office, how all of that. Do we think that that maybe is contributing to the problems inside this country of the entitlement mentality? And I do believe that it 1000% is, and it needs to get taken care of. Let's see what happens when ICE is busy doing their job and people are, I don't know, they see it going down.
The fuck you guys think you are, you motherfuckers?
Can you please say that?
Fuck you, bitch. What the fuck you doing, dude? What the fuck you touch a fucking animal, huh? Like a fucking animal? You fucking pieces of shit, motherfuckers. Fucking bitch, motherfuckers. This isn't fucking Germany, you fucking punk. Sorry, die. Sorry for your luck, homie. Fuck.
Like, if it was me out there, every single one of those dudes, I don't give a flying crap. ICE needs to start arresting every single one of these morons that are interfering with their investigation. They have zero business going over, screaming at those cops and interfering with the investigation to the point where the officers end up using physical force. If you end up putting your hands on somebody because they're interfering, now minus a riot or things like that, because that's always impossible to arrest everybody. But in this situation, if you end up having to use physical force in order to do your job, arrest that pile of trash. That is why people are always getting away with this crap. That's why that guy's standing there being like, mace me, man, you can't do it. Like, no, just start arresting these people, man. Why are they getting away with all of this crap? They shouldn't be. They should be getting arrested, and then they should be getting deported. And oddly enough, all of the people that end up whining and complaining and going off, they're all just a bunch of freaking liberal white chicks for the most part, or white men filled with white guilt. And then you have actual Hispanic people that say this.
So let me get this straight. Just so I could clarify, you don't want to go back to Mexico. You're protesting to stay away from Mexico. But you're waving the Mexican flag and you're waving it with pride. You're waving it in the United States, the country you're trying to stay in, the country you don't want to leave. But yet you're waving the Mexican flag with pride. Okay. That seems normal to you? That seems logical? That's not stupid at all? None of that's stupid.
I'll help you out. It's retarded. You should not, like, if you don't want to be in the country, leave it. If you're so proud of the other country, go. There shouldn't be African Americans. There shouldn't be, Italian Americans. There shouldn't be Hispanic. No, you're either American or you're not. If you're not American, if you don't want to identify as an American, get the hell out of this country. Nor do I think people that hold two different passports should be in any government office, should be allowed to run for government office. And if you hold two different passports and you're an American citizen and you are giving money, you should have to register under FAR. I'm just throwing all of that crap out there. Fox McCloud says, obviously the VA is earned, but to be fair, VA hospital is complete poop show that has actually done a lot to harm veterans. Just look into it. Brother, I have. How long would you like this rant to be, Fox McCloud? How long would you like my rant about the VA to be? Like, ever since I got medically retired from the military, I have been using the VA solely for my health care so that I can actually sit here and I can tell you what a massive pain in the butt it is. You know, I found it kind of odd the other day that when I said that, yep, having issues, medications running out, things of that nature, trying to get help, trying to get in there, everything else. And yet nothing was done about it until I came online and I said it here on this podcast. My phone exploded that day. You guys have no idea. When I came and I dimed the VA out, my phone exploded, man. Now, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I was getting like mental health care. I do believe that it is very important to have mental health care. Whether or not you think you have PTSD or you're just going through life's trauma, personally, I think you should go and get checked out every now and then. Just like you go to the dentist and you get annual checkups or biannual checkups at the dentist to make sure you don't have rotting teeth, get your butt into mental health ahead of time and arm yourself with the tools so you don't fall victim. What people end up doing is they wait till the very last minute till they're in crisis mode. They go, oh my God, I need to speak to somebody. And then we wonder why we have so many people that are killing themselves. I digress. I also, years ago, ended up diming out the Rocky Mountain VA because my mental health care provider ended up saying some of the most ridiculous crap and ended up calling him out on Instagram. Same thing happened. Guess what ended up happening? I ended up getting a bunch of phone calls the exact same day. All of that crap just went immediately and totally right out the window. Nobody had to worry about it. It was done. You didn't have to worry about it. It was just done. Now, somebody brought up Mamdani over inside of New York because this is another problem, right? As we're talking about voting, as we're talking about people and we're talking about everything else. Yeah, let's talk about New York. Let's talk about Mamdani. And let's talk about one of the massive issues that this guy is going to end up causing if and when he ends up getting elected. First, let's talk about how they were able to get so many Muslims to come out and vote for him.
Hamas. We organize the mosques. We get the imams to tell people, go vote. We get Joe Ron to go there and talk to them. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. That's how you do it. We go to 100 of them in a week. 100 mosques. In a week. We get young lesbian white women to go and give out flyers at a mosque.
Anybody notice a little bit of a contradiction there? They get Zohran to go to the mosques and to give things out. But yeah, let's go ahead and send in young, liberal, white women to hand out flyers. And this dude says it with like a point of pride. People do not understand in this country how they're being used and abused to their own detriment. Young liberal white women going in and pushing for the socialist pile of garbage to go in there that quite literally roots for a terror organization that we don't want. This man in himself, now this is before he ended up hitting mainstream light. Notice that he doesn't have a suit and tie on. He's literally standing on a street corner yelling. He is perfectly okay with the Antifada. He would like to see it. He started his... colleges, co-founded his college's chapter for the Students of Justice in Palestine, which those of you that don't know, go look up the SJP and look at how radical they are. When we ended up having the college of campuses and everything like that overran this last year, that was because of the SJP and what the SJP was doing. They were the ones that were pushing all of that, and he is one of the co-founders of one of those particular chapters. Ray Caldwell says protesters should realize eventually we'll step in. Yeah, no, they're figuring it out. Like, as soon as people get off from work, as soon as they wake up, they're going to be good to go. They're going to go and step in. Don't expect to see it in places like New York. Florida is actually expecting a huge influx of people once Mamdani ends up getting elected. They're expecting a mass exodus from New York because of this guy. Trump administration is rolling around the idea of revoking his citizenship because he lied on his visa paperwork, allegedly. And so that would be kind of cool to see happen if that is absolutely the case. But Trump has came out and said that this guy has to get cleared by everything's going through the White House at this point, which to me, that does sound like a bit of a dictatorship, unless that is quite literally your role. But if he sees a problem and he wants to direct the executive branch, that's quite literally his role. Legislative branch ends up passing the laws. Executive branch ends up enforcing the laws. And the judicial branch interprets the law. So as long as he's directing his people within the law, that's perfectly okay. That's not a dictatorship, but it's getting damn close. But at the same time, if there is just massive corruption and a massive insurrection here in the United States of America, now I can't really call it a dictatorship because I would rely on that individual in our system to actually take care of the problem. That's what I would think. Let's listen to his words.
So who is ready to end the exception? I want to hear you say, not on our time!
Not on our dime. He wants to defund the police departments. He wants literally to end Israel's occupation of Palestine, which is all of Israel, for those of you that don't know. Like, that's what he literally wants to vacate Israel and give it back to the Muslim population. That's what he means when he's screaming globalizing Intifada and when he brings up, you know, ending the occupation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He is an absolute lunatic. And they even brought up the fact that they have been mobilizing the mosques in order to help him out. And I haven't even sat here and ranted yet about how I feel about the mosques in the United States of America and what's actually going on in a lot of them, particularly inside of Texas. So it doesn't surprise me that Mamdani ended up going to the mosques in order to like mobilize everything and ends up sending in liberal white chicks in order to do it. Lesbian liberal white chicks, whatever the heck it was that guy ended up saying. It's absurd. People with purple hair and round glasses going in and talking to imams and being like, no, you need to vote for Mamdani. How much white privilege do they have that they, as liberal white women, lesbians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, can show up to a mosque and ended up making that happen? Or is it maybe just a sign that you live in the United States and you're allowed to do those things? It's absolutely disgusting. And as I look over the news, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, for the month that I've been on this topic, for the month that I've been covering and been looking into it, I became more and more disgusted with every single thing that is going on in today's society. It drives me absolutely insane. I never expected to see our elected officials. Before I went to Portland, using the word insurrection seemed kind of extreme to me. Before I started digging into everything that was taking place, it seemed very extreme to me to use the word insurrection. But at this point, I can't honestly sit here and tell you that there's not an insurrection taking place against our government when we have people like Gavin Newsom, judges, people on the street, entire police departments, all of this crap that are unequally enforcing the law, that are literally breaking federal law, that are ignoring other citizens, that are unequally applying the law, that are doing all of these things. They're providing more money to illegal aliens over inside of Chicago than they are to people that actually need SNAP and EBT. That is mind-numbing. You're going to pay for 6 months of free freaking housing $15,000 in food stamps and all of that other crap and just give them straight up cash while your people are starving. Virginia figured it out. They could make it happen. But no, over inside of this country, that's quite literally what they're doing. And it just ticks me off down into my soul. Go into today's daily devotional for you guys because you guys wanted to bring it back. Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Ephesians. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Psalms 116:7 says, return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Take today to pause and reflect and rest in God's faith, strength, grace, and provision as you build faith. Consider, what can I trust God to provide today? Take a moment and breathe deeply, stretch gently, or sit quietly and listen to the verses that will anchor you. Those ones are pretty freaking solid ones. As you're sitting here and you're going through all this stress, don't rely on the government, don't rely on anybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, you will be taken care of. You will be fine. And I could refer to a lot of different verses in the Bible where it ends up saying that you are going to be okay, right? So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed this morning's episode. Excuse me. I'll be back this evening, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right? I will be right back over here, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back on here, Speak the Truth, with more stuff.